Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to be back with you. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn, and I love doing these broadcasts. You know why? Because I think the people we talk to on these shows help other people change their lives for the better. And that's really one of the goals that we have here, to talk to people to get great ideas and great information on what you can do to improve your situation, if that's what you're looking for, if you need help in some way or another. And our guest today is someone who can do that exactly, the exact thing. Her name is Denise Zack. She's a certified life coach. She's a meditation instructor. She also teaches yoga. And she's the founder of Ripple Effect Life Coaching. She's based in Vieira, Florida. And she offers wellness-based consulting, meditation, mindfulness, and even yoga for individuals and businesses alike. And as she points out, people kind of feel like they're swimming in a river of chaos right now. And she wants to help give them a life jacket. But more than that, she wants to teach them how to swim. Prior to launching Ripple Effect, Denise was a licensed professional counselor for 20 years. She's been doing this a long time. And she started meditating and then practicing mindfulness back in 2011. And she says as a therapist, she was helping people put their lives back together when difficult things happened to them. And when she switched over to being a life coach, she's not really diving into their past. She's acknowledging how the past impacts them today and what patterns may have emerged as a result of the trauma that they experienced. She's gotten to a space where she's able to marry the two things together. And throughout her career, Denise found that stress and anxiety were the number one problems that her clients struggle with. Denise says that negative brain patterns are what cause what cause individuals to replay unhealthy thoughts and triggers and habits over and over and over again. Everyday stressors wreak havoc on us to create emotional overload and emotional unrest. And she says our reactions really become impulsive, which means our ability to make good decisions is therefore impaired. So that led Denise to develop what she has called a specialized method of mindful life coaching. And her approach helps her clients identify their damaging patterns and help change them to gain emotional control over their life and battle through difficult situations in a much more effective way. She helps them change their life. I'm going to get her to explain how she does this and what her system is like. By the way, she works with anyone who wants to better themselves. Now, her goal is to get as many people educated in mindfulness as possible. Denise says mindfulness helps her to be a better person. It helps other people be better, and it'll help you if you need help in that direction. Anyway, that's a little bit about what we're going to be talking today. Denise is, again, in Vieira, Florida. It's a beautiful day there. By the way, she has a great website. Let me give you this website address so I don't forget it. All right? It's Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. Denise Zack is Z-A-C-K. DeniseZackLifeCoach.com. Very simple. DeniseZackLifeCoach.com. If you go there, you'll be able to follow along with us and see how to get in direct contact with Denise if obviously you want to. And you can learn from her website, let alone. It's a great website. So let's welcome her to our show today. Denise Zack in Vieira, Florida, where it's a gorgeous morning. You're so lucky. 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Well, it's going to be a great day, right?
I think so. It always seems to be a beautiful day down here in Florida. Even if it rains for a little bit, the sun always pops out at some point. So thank you so much for having me on, Doug. I'm really excited to be here.
Listen, I'm delighted to have you because I love talking to people like you who help others and are dedicated to doing that. The system you have developed that you call mindful life coaching, let's talk a little bit about that. Most often I'll have a coach like yourself explain your background a lot, but I just pointed out you've been doing therapy with people for 20 years. This is old hat to you in that regard. And by the way, you've been doing it in Florida all that time, or were you somewhere else and then moved to Florida? How'd it work?
Up in Connecticut. I'm up in Connecticut part-time as well. So we've got a place up there and also a place in Florida. Eventually, I'm going to be full-time down here in Florida for sure.
Well,
but I've been a therapist up. Yeah.
The world is moving to Florida. No kidding.
I think so.
There's so many advantages of being there. Well, that's all right. Let's talk about your method of mindful life coaching. What do you mean by that? And what do you do? How do you describe it?
Yeah. So I really take people on a journey inward to help them understand themselves, their thought patterns, their belief system, in a much better and effective way, so that they can show up to their day in a skillful way, as opposed to being reactive and feeling like we're out of control or that we are kind of a victim to the stress and chaos around us. And through the mindful techniques that I've developed and that I help to teach people and that I practice every single day, I help people to stay present in the moment, to understand how they're being impacted by things, situations, and people around them, and then I give them the strategies to be able to move forward in a way that helps them to feel confident, that helps them to feel as if they're doing things in a more calm and responsive way, as opposed to in a chaotic or stressful way.
Well, your mission is described as one. You want to help people find purpose and meaning and joy in all aspects of their life. So do a lot of the clients who come to you, do they not have, a real direction, a purpose or a meaning to what they're doing, the way they're living? Do you find that's really a fact for the most part?
I think people know on many levels what they want to do, but I think the stress of everyday life and the pressures that people feel and the hamster wheel that people feel like they're on, it's like we lose our way sometimes. We're just on overdrive. We're just responding to everything around us and getting interrupted or getting distracted by the many different influences, the constant barrage of social media and news and everything that's kind of happening around us. And it can throw us off course a lot, or it can just make us feel numb and make us lose our way in a lot of aspects. And so I feel like mindfulness is a tool, is the way that people can really focus in on what's most important to them, to weed out the things that are distractions or the things that are impacting them in negative ways, and really focus in on what their true purpose is and what they want to do in their life, and be able to move forward more clearly and more effectively.
Well, you know, you've really done a lot of homework on this program of yours, because you've put together an 8-step workbook that's filled with all kinds of mindful readings, reflections, activities, and meditations designed to help your clients. And as the book says, it's called Ripple Effect, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. You know, not many life coaches do that or go to that, that effort that you've gone to. So it's quite a program you put together. Let's talk about, how it really works when clients come to you. How do you begin with them? What's the first step?
Yeah, so the first step is for me to get to know them, to build rapport with them, and to get to know them on a level where I understand what the barriers are, what's holding them back, and what they're really struggling with. Because it's important for me to understand where they're coming from and what is most challenging for them. And from there, I work through the strategies and help them to gain a sense of mastery over the reactions in their brain. I do a little bit of a biology lesson in terms of helping them understand what gets activated when they're stressed, the parts of the brain that get activated, and then I give them specific strategies to be able to work differently and to activate the parts of the brain that are actually responsible for calming us down and are actually responsible for helping us to make logical decisions and be more analytical and more calm.
Wow, sounds fascinating. But I have to ask you, having been a therapist for 20 years and helping people in that regard, what's the big difference between a life coach, the way you're working today, and what you did as a therapist? Well, a lot of people might be, interested to know that and how you feel about it. How would you answer that?
Sure. So a life coach is someone who is helping you move forward by taking action and thinking about the specific steps that you need to take in order to achieve goals or to get to a particular place, in addition to enjoying the journey and the process of living your life, therapy is a little bit different in that you're really, the way that it worked with me is that I was diving into the past a lot and really sifting through and sorting through the elements of the past and the dynamics of the past and how they impact you today. But we would really spend a lot of time working through the past and sorting through the emotions that are connected to that. And though I do acknowledge the past in life coaching, it is an important aspect of the work. It's not something that we dive into and stay kind of focused on for a long time. We acknowledge it, we understand it, and then we say, okay, how is that blocking you now, and what are the specific steps you're going to take today in order to move forward? So it helps them in a bit of a different way. It's not quite as psychologically based, if that makes sense.
Sure. Well, give me an example of some of the kinds of situations that people come to you for help that they're experiencing. How would you describe that? You know, our listeners, there may be many listeners who have different issues who think, you know, there's nobody I can go talk to who's going to help me. But they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. What are some typical kinds of situations that you deal with?
Absolutely. Yeah, I see people for so many different things. It's interesting. I see people for stress management, for motivation, I've worked with graduate students, college students who feel like they lacked motivation and weren't able to focus on what they needed to focus on and helping them to kind of build some strategies for feeling successful in their lives. I've worked with CEOs of companies, founders of companies who needed help gaining confidence around their brand and reputation development. I've worked with organizations and hospitals and school settings, helping people deal with the stress that comes along with the work that they do, but also in their lives in general. And so I've worked with groups, individuals, I've worked with other clinicians, I've worked in so many different settings, and really it's about helping people in a mindful way to understand how they're showing up to their day, what's impacting them, how they're impacting the people and situations around them, and then being able to find the ways that for them personally are going to make them feel like they're living their best life and doing the best that they can in order to be successful and feel successful in all aspects of their life.
Wow, that sounds great. I know you've developed a program of 8 easy-to-follow steps, as you describe it. Let's go through some of those steps and explain what they can expect if they were to come to you for help. How does it work?
Sure. So first is information. And I want people to understand why I'm asking them to do what I'm asking them to do, because I think long gone are the days where a doctor just, you know, gives you a pill or someone says, here, do this, and people go off and do it. People crave information. They want to know what's going on in their bodies, outside their bodies, and understand, you know, how things are going to impact them. So I teach people what their stress response is. I teach people to become aware of what their own personal triggers are, what their stress response looks like. My stress response, Doug, is going to be much different than yours, and the things that make me stressed are going to be very different from what makes you stressed. So we could be in a particular scenario at work, and something that I look forward to and dive into could create stress for someone else. And so I help people to understand first and foremost what their triggers are, what their stress response is, and I help them to develop self-care mechanisms and procedures and self-care activities that they incorporate into their life that actually addresses their specific stress symptoms. So for someone who gets a headache when they're stressed, I wouldn't suggest them to go for a jog or to take a kickboxing class, right? I'd want someone who gets a headache when they get stressed, because I know that that's what I get when I get stressed, you know, to, you know, put a warm compress on your head or to even take a, you know, a 15-minute power nap or do some sort of relaxation or stretching activity, because when we're addressing those stress symptoms head on and we're saying, I noticed this symptom in my body at this moment, then we're paying attention to that and we're taking care of our bodies. And self-care is something that is so incredibly important. So I teach people about their own body, their own stress response, what happens in their brains when they're stressed, and then I give them specific strategies to be able to change it. From there, one of the other steps is to help people understand their belief system and how they develop their belief system. So really, this is where we look more, this is one of the steps where we're looking into the past a bit more and helping people understand the experiences that they had and what might have impacted them negatively as they were growing up. And it doesn't mean someone had to have a horrific childhood or incredibly traumatic things happen. We all have things happen in our lives that leave lasting impressions on us, some of them not so positive. And we can develop belief systems around those experiences that might not be very effective or even true at all. For instance, if someone had parents who fought a lot when they were growing up and the parents got divorced and maybe they fought a lot about the child and the child then starts to think, well, the parents got divorced because of me, because I was a bad child or because they couldn't agree on me, I'm a bad person or I'm not worthy of love. They could develop that belief as a young child and carry it with them through their whole life where it impacts all of their consequential relationships. And once someone understands that, when they can do something about it, they're much more better able to function on a day-to-day basis and know when they're being triggered, when that old belief is being triggered in the present moment. And that's where the mindfulness comes in.
How long do you typically work with clients before they've found what they've been looking for? How do you answer that?
So I usually recommend that people do about four sessions, at least four sessions, because that really gives them that basic insight and the basic skills to start moving forward. But really, eight sessions is where I can walk them through all of the steps and help them to goal set and transform their thoughts and really develop a practice, a daily practice that helps them to change and really transform the way that they live their lives. I've been working with one organization for years. I go in once a month with all of the staff, and we do regular workshops, and people will email me in between and ask questions and things of that nature. But when I work one-on-one with someone, I do recommend at least four sessions to give them a nice solid base and framework. But I've never done just four sessions, to be honest with you. People always stay on for longer, which makes me really happy.
You know, it's interesting. I know you do a lot of corporate and business training, corporate groups. When you're dealing with groups, is the kind of work you do as effective with a group of people? I guess what I'm really wondering, are people willing to open up in a group situation when you're trying to learn about, you know, what issues are causing them problems? How about that?
Yeah, the energy certainly can shift with that, and depending on the dynamics between the group, it can vary. So sometimes people will share for sure, but it's certainly not the same vigor, and I think in the same intensity that people who I'm working one-on-one with will share. That being said, the activities that I do, many times I'll have people write things down and they don't necessarily even need to share them. So there's still, by the questions I ask and the setup of activities, they're still able to dive deep into their own kind of inner workings of their mind and understand themselves much better in those instances. That being said, I also do some basic organizational work where I'll just go in and talk about empathy and customer service or how to mindfully resolve, you know, conflict management strategies. And things of that nature. So it can vary, certainly.
It's pretty amazing the various different programs you offer. And one that really has grabbed my attention here, in April, you're going to take a group to Italy for what you call a transformative 8-day trip to the breathtaking hills of Sabina, Italy, to experience a lot of different things. Talk a little bit about that and how effective that can be. It sounds wonderful. What's it like?
Dougie, this is something I'm so excited about. I can't wait to do this. People who will be coming to this retreat will get a copy of my book. And I will be diving into each of the 8 steps in a beautiful spa resort in Italy. And what we'll be doing is helping people to, while they're kind of away from the hustle and bustle of everyday responsibilities and stressors, I'm going to be helping people to really learn about how they're operating, kind of rewrite the narrative of their thoughts and really learn how to create inner peace, and manage their lives in more skillful ways. And we'll do that amid some excursions where we'll be going to some medieval towns and visiting some castles and doing yoga and meditating. The retreat center itself is absolutely beautiful. We'll be taking over the entire retreat center. There'll only be 12 of us, and there's still some space available for people who want to come, but there'll only be 12 of us, so it's a very intimate, very personalized experience, and the retreat center itself is intoxicating. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, it just sounds fascinating. Have you done this before, or is this the first time you're doing one of these New Life retreats, as you call it?
This is the first time I'm doing a New Life retreat. I've done the workshops over an 8-week period. I've done them for years now, but I've not done them in a week intensive as a retreat. So I'm super excited about it.
Well, you should be excited. I think this is really great. Again, I want to give your website out. Anybody who's listening and you want to find out more information about this, Denise has a really, really good website. And go there. It's her website is very simple. It's Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Zach, Z-A-C-K, lifecoach.com. Denise, Zach, lifecoach.com. Go there. You'll find out more information about Denise, about this great retreat, the New Life Retreat. And you know, how it can help you. Maybe this is something you'd love to do. Sounds great. April 9th to April 16th in Italy. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Denise, give me an idea of some of your success stories, people who've come to you for help and have gone on to find help. And, in effect, you've helped change their lives. I'm sure you have many, but describe one or two for me. Any come to mind right off the top of your head?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've worked with so many different people, so many different ranges and ages. I've worked with someone who had a really damaged relationship with their mom, who was alcoholic and addicted to alcohol growing up. And this person, she was very, very angry with mom, didn't have any relationship with her, and really wanted to try to work on that. That was something that she wanted to work on. And in the work that we did, she was able to understand her mom's plight and struggles from a different perspective. She was able to gain awareness and insight about what mom really struggled with. And that mom, you know, her view, this young woman's view, was that mom ruined her life because of her addiction and didn't care about her and didn't love her. And what she realized afterwards, that mom was doing the best she could with what she struggled with, and that people do struggle and people do have challenges in their life. And she was able to really repair a lot of the relationship that she had with her mother and communicate more effectively with her and build the relationship up again. And that was so powerful for me, because this woman was so grateful that she had changed her perspective. You know, it doesn't mean that she had to forgive, you know, she did forgive mom, but it doesn't mean she forgot every single thing that ever happened. But she was able to understand her mother better, and that was very powerful. You know, things like that, too. I had a college student who was having trouble with a particular event, and I helped her work through the event stress and the nerves and the anxiety around it. And I had met with her that particular semester, and then 4 years later, she came back and said that event became her best event. She was track and field, and she said that became her best event with her sport, and which made me super, super happy for her, but just excited you know, mindfulness was able to help her.
That's really great. I'm sure you have a lot of success stories you could pass along. By the way, do you find you work more with women or men, or is it kind of equal? How does it balance out? What do you think?
You know, in organizations, it's pretty balanced. Right now, I'd say I'm probably working with more women, but I do have, it's probably about 60-40 right now, I'd say. It's different work. It's interesting. Men approach things differently than women, and I just, you know, adjust my sales accordingly. And, it's fun working with all different kinds of people, different ages, different genders.
Wow. Yeah, well, you cover the gamut. And by the way, you know, with COVID, I guess you've been working remotely for the most part, but in Florida, you know, mm-hmm. Florida's kind of come to life. Are you finding that you're working in person with people when you're in Florida, where you are right now?
We're just moving down to Florida now, so my main connections are still up in Connecticut, and most of my in-person work is up there. I go back up to Westport, and then I come back down to Florida, then I go back up to Westport. So I'm trying to continue to kind of build my connections here. I do a lot of virtual stuff in general. I am doing some in-person stuff now in Florida, but still a lot up in Connecticut as well.
All right. Well, my dear, we've run out of time. It's been great chatting with you. I love what you do. I love your website. It is really great, and I know that you help people in many different ways. So if anybody is interested and wants to find out more information, go to Denise's website. It's DeniseZachLifeCoach.com. Very simple, DeniseZachLifeCoach.com. Denise, thank you for being with us. It's been great having you as a guest, and, you know, good luck. Keep up the good work, because I know you're helping a lot of people change their life, you know, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Doug. It's been a pleasure being on with you today, despite the snap booze, and I appreciate your time. And if people want to meet me in person next week, December 8th at 7 o'clock at the Westport Library in Connecticut, I will be doing a book discussion and book signing. So if people want to come, they can register online. That event is on my website as well.
Very good. Okay. Well, that blew the recorded close we had. So I'll just say thanks, Denise, and thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been great having you with us. Okay? I'm Doug Llewellyn.
Thank you so much,
that'll wrap it up for this edition. Take care, everybody. See you next time. Bye for now.